You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Glad to be with you this Saturday morning. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell. Jed is the lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal, as well as GoUpstate.com. Hour number two of the program coming your way. Glad that you are with us this morning. The phone lines are open. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. You can text the show 71307. We've got a couple of callers waiting on standby. We will first go to David in Spartanburg. What's up, David?
Hey, nothing much, guys. I was at that game last night and been at the previous games, and I know we got a new coach there at Spartan, but I just don't think that they're A, going to beat Dorman. That's just not going to happen. I don't think Dorman I'd give Union a good quarter and a half with Dorman. Not saying that Dorman is a world beater, because they're not. I don't think that they're that, you know, they're Dorman of old. You know, they've got a pretty decent team, but I don't see them having a problem with Spartan High when they meet. Gaffney kind of, you know, looking at what they did with Nation Ford last night, you know, they're kind of here and there, you know, with Gaffney. You just don't know what you're going to get. I'm telling you, man, I wouldn't be shocked if Riverside came out Friday night and took it wire to wire. It wouldn't shock me at all. I just think it's a complete toss-up up here in the, you know, right now in the upstate. And I kind of pay attention to the low country, the teams in the lower part of the state. And from what I can see, Fort Dorchester is back again strong and could quite possibly be better than Dutch Fort this year. I'll go ahead and say they could beat Dutch Fort this year. The next two teams there would be Carolina Sumter, then Carolina Forest. And for me, others receiving votes would be Somerville, Goose Creek, and Berkeley. Those are some strong teams down there, man. I'm telling you.
Well, hey, let me ask you this, David. You talk about Dorman and Spartanburg in this region, and Gaffney, obviously now in Region 3. Let me ask you, who do you expect then, in your opinion, who do you think will be representing the upstate in Columbia?
I really think that it, Dorman. I would go ahead and say Dorman, because I just thought that Dorman, Gaffney got a few things to go their way in that game. I think Dorman's a little bit better than Gaffney, and I really think that Dorman probably, in my opinion, would come out of the upstate. I just don't see anybody else that, because Gutshaw, to me, is a really good coach, and I think they get into the playoffs, Gaffney won't be so lucky, you know. I just don't see a team like Dorman struggling with a Nation Ford or a Union or these Wade Hamptons and Riverside. But, you know, and that's a great sign. You're supposed to dispatch of those teams that aren't as good as you immediately. You know, get some other guys in and get some playing time. And, you know, like I said, next week I just wouldn't be shocked if Riverside took that game wire to wire.
Well, I don't think you can judge anything Spartanburg does on what they did last night. Because when the bell rang at 3 o'clock on Thursday, they didn't have a game.
Right, that's 100%.
Didn't have a game.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. Great stuff, David.
All right.
Let's go to Richie now. Richie, what's going on, man? Hey, Richie, how are you, man?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Not much, man. Oh, okay. See, it dropped me. I guess it brought me back in right in with you guys, man. That's even better, man. So things are great, man. You know, we had a big win last night. I was listening to your caller just now talking about some talent down here in the Lowcountry. And I think he's right. You know, Cole, you and I talked multiple times where, you know, Dutch Fork's that conversation. And until you beat the man, you got to respect the man. And that is Dutch Fork. Everybody understands that. What you can do is handle business. And, you know, last night, me being the voice of the Patriots now this year coming in, you know, it's been quite an interesting transition after spending 12 years with the Somerville Green Wave and being the voice of the Green Wave and coming to the other side of you would ask one or the other. It's been amazing, man. I got to tell you, these guys at Fort Dorchester, Cole, they've got ballers. And your caller was right because they've got five receivers that can line up anywhere on the field, and they go anywhere from 5'7" to 6'5". All right, and you got guys in the middle. Then you got running backs back there where they've got a Dwayne Wright that's kind of that Thunder style. If you Clemson Tigers, you'll like this. He's that Thunder. Then they got Jalen Best, who's a wide receiver, also a running back. This cat's 5'7". He's that Lightning guy. Then they got Zoltan Osborne, who, Cole, is a sophomore. This dude is a sophomore and is throwing his behind off between guys that you would never imagine, a guy of his age and his ability to do the things he's doing. What was it? Against the 7th-ranked Goose Creek Gators a week ago, he threw for 3 touchdowns. He ran for 1. You know, last night, homecoming 2020, great to see the band in the stands and the student sections. You know, we're getting back to a little bit of that, what we're familiar with. But, and again, it was Stahl, and I feel for Stahl because they're playing 5A football with 35 dudes, 4 guys returning from their team last year, no starters on defense. Out of gamemanship, you see Coach LaPrade take out our whole first half, our first string in the middle of the first quarter, and it was about 42-0. You know, but there's a lot of highlights there. You know, when you see O.J. Mack Jr., a linebacker, had one pick and a pickup for fumble to return in the end zone, so 2 touchdowns, a sack, and 9 tackles in about a quarter and a half. You know, that kind of speaks a lot of volumes. But, you know, again, you know, you see this year, and I get that the season's a little different, everybody, that we want what we want. But, man, isn't it nice? Every weekend's playoff weekend. Every weekend matters. Every weekend comes out with a new storyline. And even Somerville. He mentioned Somerville. They had a heavyweight matchup last night against Coach Kiefer, who takes over West Ashley this year in the 5A program. Everybody thought Coach Kiefer, West Ashley undefeated, were going to come in. They win. They automatically are in the playoffs because they're taking the top 2. They lose 3-0 at Somerville. So now Somerville's alive to continue to fight to win that region. They'll see Fort in 2 weeks over at the Fort. Next week they got rival Ashley Ridge. But again, man, it's been amazing. I even kept up with that Sumter. They came back to beat Carolina Forest after being down by 14. So, you know, you see these games happening. You see a lot of storylines being made, even my alumni over there, Sakasni, they take out Conway at Conway, basically knocking them out of the playoffs. So, man, I tell you, keep your eye on the Fort, though. These guys, I give them credit where credit's due, whether I'm calling their games on Friday nights or I'm watching their games on Friday nights. Man, that's Coach LaPrade, this could be his biggest season, maybe even bigger than that 2014-15 year that he had.
You think they can knock off the reigning champs, Richie? I mean, you think it's a real possibility?
I really think so, Cole. I think you look at the maturity, and there's a lot of wee guys on this group, okay? That's the thing. Defensively, they've got the best linebacking core sitting there. If you guys, and I know, of course, you're surrounding yourself there this morning with a lot of talent around you, too. Keep an eye on that linebacking core because these guys, honestly, Jaden Gardner, you know, you got Justin McKelvin, you got Otis Mack, who I just mentioned earlier. Those guys back there, they shut down that middle part of the field, which kind of forces you to do certain things. But you don't even get a chance to talk about Jalen Levine, who didn't even play last night. They let him sit out. They let another one of our wide receivers sit out as well, who is the big-time cousin of the guy that went to South Carolina, the big-time De'Karen Joyner's cousin, who hasn't played in a couple of weeks. So we still have a lot of guys who have yet to see the field as much as you think they would, because once you get a lead, you know, Coach LaPrade's doing that gamesmanship, and I love that factor about him. He pulls a lot of guys out, but I really do. I think if Fort Dorchester plays Fort football, they play disciplined football, they stay in their lane, and they do what needs to be done, I just think it's going to be a hard conversation for me to have with somebody and think that, you know, they don't make it to the state championship. And even watching you guys in the upstate last night, you know, like that guy had mentioned, you know, is Dorman legit? I mean, you know, they've they probably did themselves a favor by not having to play last night, because if they played last night against your Burns Rebels, they lose. They're out of the playoffs. We're talking out of the playoffs for a team that was in the state championship last year, not even having a chance to even go for another run. And is Gaffney what Gaffney needs to be? So, I mean, I think that the most well-rounded team that you're seeing right now in the state, and I'm going to give it to them, and that is Fort Dorchester. They scrimmaged Sumter in the preseason. It was the only scrimmage they had. They handled business in their scrimmage against, at that time, the fifth-ranked Sumter Gamecocks. They beat the seventh-ranked team in the state. But, again, they just need to focus on the game that they're playing, guys.
Hey, great stuff, Richie. Appreciate your call, man.
Appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep it up.
That's Richie from Somerville, voice of the Fort Dorchester Patriots. Real quick, Jed, before we get to break, you were at a game last night, Chapman and Emerald, and you know, Chapman has been pretty high scoring this season. Yep. Last night they weren't.
No, last night they weren't. Clinton had a lot to do with that.
I said Emerald. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Clinton had a lot to do with that. The way they play offensively, they grind the clock. They get way into the play clock on every snap. Run it, keep it moving. I think five different backs touched the ball last night for the Red Devils.
Wow.
And Chapman was not good offensively early. They missed a couple of throws. They dropped a couple of passes.
Mm-hmm.
They got behind the chains with a couple of penalties. And when you go three and out against a team that's going to run 5 minutes off
yeah.
the clock every time they touch it,
absolutely.
You have limited opportunities.
Right.
Now, in the second half,
a little bit different.
The Panthers just came out and punched Clinton in the mouth. And came straight down the field and scored behind a power running game with Carlos Parks.
I was going to say, a little different offense.
Yeah, they showed a heavy set last night. Andrew Colasurdo, who is a starting linebacker, and Gabe Watson, who is a starting defensive lineman, both had carries last night. Gabe had one for 6 yards and a really, really big first down. Colasurdo kept the chains moving a couple times, scored once.
Wow.
It was – Chapman got it at 24-0. Andrew Melton had a big interception to set up a touchdown. And it was 24-0 with 35 seconds left. Chapman just couldn't quite finish out the shutout. But I think by my crude stats, they had 7 tackles for loss.
Wow.
Clinton had the ball for 10 more minutes. They ran 20 more plays. They outgained Chapman. And it was 24-0 with 35 seconds.
Don't play
left.
It on paper, do you?
No. Chapman's defense played outside its mind last night.
Chapman,
and if they can add that element yeah. to that high-powered offense, then there's going to be some people in trouble.
Chapman's defense has been very good this season.
Yeah, they were great last night.
A big win for Chapman. They continue to roll undefeated on the season. We will take a break, come back, and we will be joined by Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. Lou will join us to talk about the game he was at last night, as well as the games in the Midlands area. Get you caught up on all of those. Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper next on the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hour number two of the Saturday morning scramble. Cole Bryson with you this morning. Jed Blackwell in the house as well. It is a Saturday. Saturday scramble is always powered by Founders Federal Credit Union as we now bring in Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. Lou, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Cole and Jed. How are you guys doing today?
Hanging in.
We're great. Hope you are.
Yeah, fantastic.
What, Lou, what game did you have the privilege of covering last night? I apologize for not looking and doing my homework, but where were you at last night? Because everybody's dying to know, Lou.
Yeah, I was at AC Flora and Irmo.
AC Flora and Irmo. Let me ask you this. Before we get into AC Flora and Irmo, in the coverage area that you obviously cover for the state newspaper and the high school football, Lou, any surprises last night that jumped off the page to you, or did everything kind of go as planned in your coverage area?
I mean, First Baptist beating Hammond was a pretty big upset in the private school. I mean, Hammond hadn't lost a game to a South Carolina team since 2016, since they lost to Ben Lippin, which had Bryce Thompson that year, who's now at Tennessee, and then played at Dutch Fork after Ben Lippin. So that was a surprise, losing 7-6. They did turn the ball over 7 times, though, and we're missing their top player. But still, I mean, losing, I mean, they usually been able to overcome that. I don't think Gray beating Saluda was a surprise. I think Gray Collegiate is for real. I know they had a good team last year with Hunter Helms and the rest of the Murray and Dallas, and I think this team might have a chance to go farther and be better. I mean, I think they're really good. So those are kind of the two. I think Gilbert beating BC the way they did. I mean, I picked BC. I thought BC would bounce back after a strong Thurman loss. But, I mean, Colton Mason rushed for 314 yards, school record. Tough to beat that. And Gilbert was kind of rebuilding coming in the year. They had a loaded team last year, made it deep into the playoffs before losing to Dillon. And I didn't know what to expect by this. But a big win over BC. Now if they can go beat Strom Thurmond next week, they could win the region title already.
Lou, you talk about the teams in the Midlands area. We mentioned Dutch Fork earlier in the program, and we hear Dutch Fork, and we keep up with Dutch Fork obviously because they're number one in the media poll. They 4-time state champs, 4 in a row. Tell us a little bit. I know they're not having any trouble so far with their opponents. Is there any reason for you to believe, Lou, that Dutch Fork can be defeated, can be knocked off the throne this year? Or do you think this is just another clear-cut year where there's nobody in the upstate that's going to have a chance to hang with them?
Well, I don't know. I thought going into the season they had a lot of question marks because they lost a ton, especially on defense. They're putting in a new quarterback, Will Taylor, who's, I mean, he's committed to Clemson for baseball and football. But I didn't know. I mean, he played skis the last 3 years. I didn't know what to expect. They lose a guy like Jalen Hyatt and a couple their starting backfield. But they plug in places. I mean, they got Elijah Spencer and Antonio Williams, two receivers that have just been outstanding the first 3 weeks. Taylor, he has a pair of 300-yard passing days. They struggled a little bit last night against River Bluff. It was only 20-7 going in the fourth quarter, and it was 17-7 at halftime, and 7 points on kind of a fluke play. It was like a slant over the middle on the last play of the first half, and the River Bluff kid dropped the interception, tipped it, and then the Antonio Williams picked it up and caught it and went 30 yards for a touchdown. So it was a little touch and go there, but I mean, their defense has played lights out. I mean, these first, I mean, holding River Bluff to 7, they didn't give up an offensive touchdown. River Bluff's touchdown was on a interception return, so allowing 12 offensive points, and the 12 they allowed, I don't think were by their first string. So they're going to be tough out. I mean, I know Gaffney and Dorman, though, one of those two, I think they're going to have something for Dutch Fork, but they maybe not. I mean, some people think this team might be just as good as last year's team, which I thought out of the run they're on, I thought last year's team was the best I had seen. So we'll see what happens. They're in a good spot in the region. It would be interesting. Hopefully they play that last game of their regular season against South Point. That will be a good test and a measuring stick before the playoffs for sure.
Lou Bezjak of the State Newspaper. Lou, before we let you go, man, we know that on the upstate, schools are having to shut down, it seems, left and right now. You know, Burns and Broome on their second. We've seen a couple in Anderson County, and Union County has done it as well, but having to take a two-week hiatus, if you will, from football operations due to a positive test. How are things going in the Midland area?
I thought they were a little calmed down until I got two phone calls yesterday at 3 and 3:30 with two more of our teams. We had nine games postponed this week, and not all of them were positive tests. Like the two yesterday, one wasn't Lower Richland's fault. A Chester kid was around, exposed to a family member that had recently passed away. I mean, they didn't have a test yet, but they were just being on the side of caution. Spring Valley, a kid had symptoms. He wasn't tested yet. He won't have the results yet, but they went on the side of caution. So, yeah, I mean, we cover 32 teams, and 30 of them have had to change schedules already. I mean, and we're in week three. I think Dutch Fork and Gray are the only two that haven't yet. And we'll see what happens. It's a day-to-day, hour-by-hour thing. I mean, it's just in a matter of the school's side of caution. I don't know if it was a playoff game, if you're going to hold. Obviously, we know the high school stance on forfeiting or playoff games, you know, if someone has COVID. So we're just going to have to see. Hopefully everyone will continue to be safe. I know the schools are doing the best they can. I mean, mask and all kinds of precautions, but you only have them for a few hours. I mean, they're away at That's home right. and wherever, hanging out, doing whatever. So they can't control that. So we'll see, and hopefully we'll get through this season. It's going to be interesting. I think it'll be more interesting for basketball because there's less kids. So, and we might hopefully get through this season football and have a state championship with no interference. But we're just hoping for the best. And I know all the coaches are. The two coaches I talked to last night were just lucky to be playing. I mean, have a game. And because AC Florida had some issues with their other teams, their JV and their B freshman team. So, but luckily they didn't have it with the varsity. So we'll see. And hopefully we moving on, and in December we're playing. We're at state championship games, wherever they may be.
Wherever they right. may be, I think right. is the best way to put it. Hey, great stuff, Lou. We always appreciate your time, man.
No problem. You guys have a good day.
You Thanks. Too. That's Lou Bezjak of the State Newspaper, wherever they may be.
And he brought up another interesting point about basketball season. You're telling me in 6 weeks we're going to be indoors playing a sport where 13 people are subject to touch the ball any time up and down the floor?
Well, I can tell you what AAU's doing.
Right.
You know, I've seen those games. They don't care.
No.
You know,
they don't.
They do not.
And that's part of the problem. That's
right.
Part of the problem is the mixed messages that the high school league's being so cautious.
Yes.
And other organizations are not being cautious at all.
Listen, AAU's been playing for weeks.
Right. Somewhere in the middle would be fine.
Yeah.
I would like to err on the side of overly cautious, but I don't get to make the rules.
Speaking of making the rules, hey, let's bring in Will Young. He's the head football coach of the Greer Yellow Jackets. A huge win for the Yellow Jackets last night. Coach, congratulations and good morning.
Good morning, Cole. Hope y'all doing well.
We're doing fine.
Hanging in.
Absolutely. Coach, you know, just a big win last night for you guys as Greer gets in the win column after just a crazy, you know, it's been a crazy year, Coach. It's been a crazy off season, but 34-21 over Greenwood last night. Talk about the win last night for the Yellow Jackets.
Well, so just very, very proud of our young man. I thought they played extremely well. Very proud of our new coaching staff. We've got a lot of different new coaches on the staff. Thought they did a very good job, particularly against a good Greenwood team. And then like everybody else, man, we're so glad to be playing. We're lucky to be doing it, and hopefully we can keep going.
I hope you're right, Coach. I hope you can keep going as well. When you look at last night's win, obviously Greer starting a little bit later in the season, Coach, what challenges and what hurdles did that present, you know, with other teams already playing and you guys still, you know, weren't able to play a real game on a Friday night?
Well, we had one. We played Greenville, a really good Greenville team early on, and we didn't come away with the win on that. But, you know, I think we're like a lot of teams. We're all having to make adjustments. You know, maybe some districts are different than others, but everybody's having to do something they're not used to doing.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a race to see who can figure it out the fastest and stay in it the longest. And, you know, at least the win last night we knew. You know, the crazy thing is we're playing our second game of the season, and it's for the playoffs. And our kids, you know, managed to do what they needed to do.
Coach, you talk about the craziness and already playing a playoff-like game, the second game of the season. Coach, when you look at the way the schedule is laid out, like we talked about last week and like we've talked about every show, you know, we just don't know. We heard the high school league is firm on their stance with the playoffs. And I said yesterday on air, Coach, that, you know, in football, in any sport, teams have advantages over other teams. With this pandemic, nobody has an advantage over the other school. We just don't know. It's so unfair for everybody. Some will get it, some won't. So when you look at the rest of the season, you mentioned going day by day. How do you keep your kids as safe as possible trying to navigate this crazy time?
Well, you know, our big thing is limiting the amount of time they're around as much as we can at school and at practice. Practice is pretty easy to do it. You know, you never got together in for 15 straight. You know, it just doesn't happen. But then you got locker rooms. You got buses, you got places that you got to think about. You know, how do you keep them separated for, you know, that length of time, particularly when you're traveling? You know, that becomes kind of a challenge. You know, but, and then, yeah, I say this all the time. If Notre Dame can get COVID, anybody can get it.
Right.
You know, if they don't have enough money to prevent it from happening, I guarantee you we ain't got enough in Greenville County.
Coach,
that is a true story.
That's a very good point, Coach.
Coach, shifting back to the game last night, Miller DeArmond had a pretty good birthday and gave y'all a present with 203 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns.
Unreal. I mean, we've known he was special, but what he did last night was incredible. And he's a very talented kid. He, you know, he's a little undersized at receiver, but, you know, I've compared him to that boy Clemson, the Renfro kid, for years, and I swear he's just like him. Somebody just takes out that kid. He had an incredible night. He's an incredible player, practices that way, and you know, I think he'll just continue to be great. And I think we've got other receivers to whatever overload him. You got Jaleel Skinner, you got Keelan Ware, you got Peyton Diggins, you got a bunch of other kids that can jump in there and contribute. So our receiving core is pretty good.
Coach, your thoughts now that you've played Greenville and Greenwood, your thoughts on this new region that Greer's in? Obviously, Greenville's very, very good, but now that you've gotten your feet wet, so to speak, your thoughts on this region and how things have shaken out so far?
It reminds me a lot of our old region when we were used to be in there with Clinton and Union and Chapman and, you know, every week's a battle. I mean, it's a strong region. You know, Greenwood's an extremely good football team. And then, you know, we've got Eastside coming up. He's had some success over the years. And then we've got Lawrence after that, who's obviously getting better and better. But it's a strong region, and I couldn't tell you how it's going to end up. I just know we still got a chance.
Absolutely. That's the main thing, Coach. Hey, you before we let you go, you play Eastside. Do you know anything yet about this Eastside team?
I know they got a great quarterback. That kid over there is a good player, and, you know, he'll be a challenge for us. And, you know, we'll start looking at them this morning and, you know, get a good game plan up, and hopefully we can go over there and do well.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. As always, we appreciate you, and best of luck this season going forward, and stay safe.
All right, Cole, Jed, y'all have a good morning.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach, so much. That's Will Young, the head football coach of the Greer Yellow Jackets. A big win last night for them over Greenwood. And I tell you, Greenwood's not a slouch team.
No, a good team.
They're a very good team.
They're a good team.
So that's a
Greer's,
huge win.
Greer's a good team.
Right.
I know this. I know if you're another team in the 4A bracket, you won't know part of the Yellow Jackets come playoff time.
No, you don't.
You're pulling for anybody that can keep them out at this
right.
point.
And like he said, it's still in the hunt. So
yep.
Just a lot for Greer to look forward to in this crazy season that we are in. We're going to take our final break of the show. We'll come back and wrap this thing up on this Saturday morning. We will take your calls. The phone lines are open, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN, the Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Just wrapping up our number two on the program as high school football is large and in charge this season. But we just are living in the uncertainty of 2020, not knowing what will come of 2020. But you know what? We are where we are. So we are going to do what we can do. And let's go over some scores from last night. Westside defeated Pendleton last night 63-7. Hillcrest defeated Woodmont 28-6. Chesney over Landrum 40-14. Daniel took down Wren 30-10. Lawrence over Eastside 24-16. T.L. Hanna over J.L. Mann 64-7. Greer over Greenwood 34-21. Boiling Springs over Clover 38-7. Woodruff takes down Emerald 36-28. Chapman takes down Clinton 24-8. Union County over Spartanburg 34-21. Southside Christian over McCormick 47-20. Dutch Fork over River Bluff 41-7. Gaffney over Nation Ford 41-40. Powdersville over Carolina 58-0. Southside over Blue Ridge 48-15. Riverside takes down Wade Hampton in double overtime 49-48. Greenville over Malden last night 28-7. A huge win for Greg Porter and the Greenville Red Raiders. Pickens over Easley 38-37. Hartsville takes down Fort Mill 30-13. Fort Dorchester 70, Stahl 0. Jed, I don't know if that game is. I know Fort Dorchester's good. I know they are, but I don't know if 70-0 over Stahl classifies you as the best in the state.
No, I don't think so either.
So a lot to talk about last night's games. You mentioned Chapman.
Yep.
Their offense last night was not as high powered as normal. Any concern for you going forward for the Chapman Panthers?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes you're off a little bit. You're off a little bit. And they were off a little bit, but they were able to regroup. They were able to change the game plan. They did a few things that they're not normally doing, and it worked out fine. As long as that defense is playing like it is,
right,
they're going to be good.
Is Camden Gray is he the best player on the defense?
Camden Gray, Andrew Colasurdo, Gabe Watson, those three, I think, are going to be the best three defenders that step on the field.
Yeah.
For the rest of region play, certainly.
Let's look at some of next week's games. We'll start with Dorman hosting, let's see, where's that game? Dorman and Wade Hampton. Is that game at Dorman?
I think it's at Wade Hampton.
Dorman and Wade Hampton, obviously, as we said earlier, with Wade Hampton and Riverside, shouldn't be any trouble for Spartanburg or Dorman. Dorman, now that they've had 2 weeks, they shouldn't have any trouble with Wade Hampton. It is at Wade Hampton, that's correct. But then you're looking at Spartanburg the next week. Any worry that Dorman's looking ahead to Spartanburg at all?
No.
Even if they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Spartanburg and Riverside going at it should be a pretty easy win for Spartanburg as well. Bowling Springs, a team we didn't talk about, Jed, they had a huge win last night over Clover. They play Fort Mill at home this Friday. Bowling Springs seems to be legit.
Well, and they found another weapon. The first couple weeks it's been all Jalen Dodd all the time. Last night, Cam Mills rushed for 230 yards.
Right. And McFadden, I hadn't heard a lot about
Charles
him.
McFadden. He was kind of a more of a fullback role, it looked like.
Gotcha.
I don't know from the blocking perspective, but he was a change of pace guy last night.
Right.
11 carries for 70-something yards, ran really well. And Caden Sullivan, all he does is intercept passes and return them for touchdowns and change the momentum of games.
Yes.
That's what he's done so far anyway.
Bowling Springs, Fort Mill has not been good, Jed.
No, they have not.
I don't expect Fort Mill to give Bowling Springs any trouble here.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I don't think that will be a problem. Broome, obviously, with the two-week hiatus.
Yeah, they're off.
Those guys will be off again. Same thing with Burns.
Yeah.
No T.L. Hannah Burns. Man, that, you hate it for those guys. You
well,
really
and do. And Woodruff's not playing. Woodruff was scheduled to play Broome. They won't play.
That's right. Chapman is, let's see, hosting Union County. Now, I'll tell you what. Union County looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, that's suddenly a huge game.
And Union County, even when Mark Cox was at Chapman, Union County was kind of a thorn in their side at times. In the playoffs, especially in 2017? 18, when
18.
Union County beat them.
Yeah.
That cold, rainy night.
Yeah.
So Chapman now playing this Friday night. They will host a Union. That should be, of the games we have, that's probably
– that's the highlight of the games
we have. The better game of the ones we have. Chesney hosting Blacksburg. I know Blacksburg's got Jet Turner, but the way Chesney's playing, Jet, I don't think this will be too much of a struggle for Chesney.
Yeah, Chesney's been lights out so far.
They've just been so complete as a football team. I would be surprised to see Chesney struggle again. Dorman, Wade Hampton, Greer is at Eastside. Man, Eastside has been just – they've struggled this year.
Yeah.
They've struggled. And Greer with a big win over Greenwood. Jed, I don't think Greer will take a step back here.
I don't think so either.
Eastside is winless. They're looking for their first win. Gaffney will host Clover. Clover, as you mentioned earlier, they lost a ton last year.
Yeah, they did.
And Brian Lane's a good coach. But those guys lost a ton. And I think that Clover will struggle mightily to stop Gaffney. Number 93, whatever number he wears.
Yeah, Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. He wears a couple of them, and boy, he's good.
So I don't expect that one to be close. Man, looks like we could potentially have a lot of games this week, Jed, that are really not that close. Here's one that's questionable. Legion Academy at Landrum. You don't know much about Legion Academy, or Legion Collegiate, rather, but you know Landrum's a very good team.
Right.
And now Landrum coming off of a loss. You got to feel like – you think Landrum's the favorite here?
I think that one's a toss-up.
Uh-huh.
Legion hasn't played particularly well. I guess it's going to depend on their recruiting class.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that out loud or not. Landrum is solid, and Landrum still controls their own destiny in that region. Landrum can win out and get in the playoffs. I think that's going to be the focus now, is trying to get that done.
Landrum with a big game coming up. Spartanburg Riverside, we talked about that. Woodruff will not. Is Woodruff right now looking for a game, Jed?
No,
because
they're not going to play.
Because they were scheduled to play Broome.
They're a little banged up, and they're going to get healthy.
I think, you know, a lot of teams, like Dorman and Spartanburg, right, was in the same case. When you have these situations arise, you can choose to look for an opponent, or you can choose to, hey, let's work on us.
Right.
And, you know, Dorman this week, I think they said, hey, let's work on us.
I think so, too.
And, you know, when you look at Dorman and their body of work, they're a very, very good team. They lost to Gaffney. And I think Dorman this past week, you know, was just kind of decided, hey, let's work on us and let's try to get better. And I'm sure they did this week. I'm sure that they had a good week of practice. But then again, you know, we don't know what the future holds as far as being able to play again next week. So all these games are scheduled right now, Jed, but they are not set in stone. I am trying to pull up. Do you have work? I'm struggling to pull up this week's media poll, Jed.
Let me see if I can get
eyes
on that.
I'm looking for it. I know we had a few, like you said, a few shakeups coming in from some votes that were sent in last night. And I had it in front of me, and I have somehow lost it.
Well, my mind is being a little bit balky, too.
By the way, before we get to the media poll, it was very cool last night, and Paul Martin tweeted it out, Jed, that a picture of it. It was very cool to see Ray Bit Barber,
yeah,
who passed away at Union County, his name on the field last night at Union County.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
If you are a Union County Yellow Jacket and you were around the football program at all, you knew who Bit was.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing for Union to do last night and have Bit on the field. Again, Broome shut down due to the coronavirus. Burns shut down as well. A few teams that are still not playing this Friday that may be looking for some teams as we are about to go over this media poll. Did you get it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, good. Some reason I'm struggling over here. I couldn't get it pulled up. Let's start with 5A. And, Jed, when you look at this past week's 5A media poll, Dutch Fork obviously at one. I think there's no surprise there.
No.
But when you go through when you go to 2 through 5, I think 2 to 5 is kind of interesting. Give us the 2 through 5 because I think we could see some shakeups there.
Gaffney, Fort Dorchester, Dorman, and Burns in that order. I think I look for Fort Dorchester to jump Gaffney this week.
So Fort Dorchester was in last week's poll. They were at what? They were at 5?
They were 3, and okay. Gaffney was at 2. I think they'll swap places.
Gaffney obviously was struggling with Nation Forward.
A lot of our fellow voters penalized Dorman worse than I think they should have been penalized.
Well,
for a
I was surprised about that.
I was too.
I didn't – in my poll that I sent in to you, Jed, for my votes that past week, I didn't move Dorman down because of a loss at –
I moved him down, but I had them. I had Dorman 2.
Well, I still had him above Burns, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I had Dorman 2, Gaffney 3.
Right.
So this week I had Gaffney 2, Dorman 3.
And I still had him above Burns. So, I, you know, when you lose a one-point game to one of the best teams in the state, I'm not going to
Right, you don't plummet in the polls, but maybe that's just me.
But when you do struggle with Nation Ford, I think people will.
Maybe you do. Yeah.
Maybe people will see. Hey, you know, there's something to be said there. So when you look at the, give us the rest of 5A, Jed.
6 through 10 in 5A is Sumter, T. L. Hanna, Carolina Forest, Goose Creek, and Northwestern, with River Bluff, Spring Valley, Ridgeview, and Berkeley all receiving votes.
I don't know that there will be a ton of shakeups 5 through 10.
No, probably not.
Now, something I did think was interesting as we moved to 4A, the media poll that came out, where was Greenville in that?
Greenville was third.
Behind
Myrtle Beach and South Point.
Behind Myrtle Beach and South Point. So I don't know exactly what Myrtle Beach and South Point did last night. I think they both won. But Greenville, man, they may be – I mean, you may see some teams start to give them a little bit more of a boost up toward, you know, number two.
Yeah.
I know it's hard that you can't put anybody in front of Myrtle Beach and South Point right now because they haven't lost, but we'll be interesting there. What about the rest of 4A, Jed?
4 through 10 in 4A's AC Flora, Greenwood, North Myrtle Beach, West Florence, May River, Westside, and Greer.
Gotcha.
Beaufort, Hartsville, Wilson, Irmo, Lawrence, Catawba Ridge, and York receive votes.
In 4A, you know, I think 4A is interesting. I know we talked about Greenville earlier, but you got to feel like who was 3 through 5? I heard.
Classification.
For 4A,
Greenville, Flora, and Greenwood.
Flora and Greenwood. So
I think Greer will definitely be on the way up.
Absolutely. After that, so 3A. What was last week's 3A media poll?
Dillon, followed by Wren, Chapman, Daniel, Camden, Chester, BHP, Gilbert, Oceanside Collegiate, and Strom Thurmond.
You expect anything to change there?
Wren will drop precipitously, I think.
And they, last night...
We've had a couple votes already. One dropped Wren all the way out. Because they got two losses now.
Wow.
One to a bad Clover team.
And that's a... Yeah.
And one to Daniel.
And that is a state championship Wren team that, you know, that won the state championship last year. They now have two losses on the season.
I think that's – well, you know what? I can't remember that. So, they might have beaten Clover late. I can't remember exactly.
Well, I do expect them to drop. Chapman is where?
Chapman's third.
In the media poll behind Dillon and Wren. So Chapman will move to two.
Maybe.
Maybe. Just depends on
– Daniel might jump to two after that win.
Daniel had a huge win. Yeah, they had a huge win. Daniel's the real deal. I don't know much about Daniel, but I have heard that Daniel's the real deal this season. So it should be interesting there. Chapman is Chapman. You know, the weird thing about Chapman is for the past few years, everybody talked about Chapman's offense. And it was great. And I think this year is still very, very good, but the kind of the storyline this year is Chapman's defense. Chapman's defense has come to play this year.
Yeah, they have.
And, you know, now that they've secured a playoff spot, Jed, and looking toward a region championship, I've asked you the same question. I asked you the same question about 4A earlier. Anybody who would challenge Greenville, now looking at 3A, you know, with Chapman, as good as they're playing, especially defensively, is there anybody out there besides Dillon that you'd really think could give Chapman a run?
Oh, yeah. I think Wren's very good. I think Daniel's very good. It's not a foregone conclusion by any stretch of the imagination. BHP's still a good team. Chester can play. Camden.
Yep.
And it's not that Chapman's not capable of beating all those teams. They are, 100% are. But all those teams are also capable of beating Chapman, and I wouldn't have said that last year.
Right.
Chapman last year was every bit as dominant as Dutch Fork.
Absolutely.
If not more so.
Well, I think the offense not being there has a lot to do with it as far as Chapman. I mean, obviously, they're still a very good offense, but they're not as dominant as they were. So that was the Saturday morning scramble. Glad you were with us this morning. Glad to be with you. We will be back next Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. Thanks to Tim back in the ESPN Upstate studios. And we'll see you next Saturday. You can follow us on Twitter at Scramble, ESPN Saturday Morning Scramble, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.